Thank you, Danny and Debbie. We appreciate that. Have your Bibles with you. Take and open them up to the book of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes. Another one penned by King Solomon under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. The title of the message is Consistency in Change. One thing we're assured of in life is change, right? Everything changes. Sometimes it's good change, sometimes it's not so good change. Sometimes we look forward to change, and other times we wish nothing would change. Just the way we are. But change is a part of life. Now, this verse, as we start reading here in chapter 3, is probably ones that you most often hear at a funeral. But I'm going to tell you that although it's used for funerals, that's fine. This is for the living. It is about life. So I invite you to stand to honor the reading of God's Word if you're able. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit has the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the God-given tasks with which the sons of men are to be occupied. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. God does it. That man should fear before him, honor him. That which has already been and what is to be has already been. And God requires an account of what is past. You may be seated. I learned a time back and still agree that it is totally true that all things come into a full circle. We come into this life needing assistance, for we cannot fend for ourselves. If we live long enough, we will need assistance because we cannot fend for ourselves, right? And in that, as Solomon goes through each one of these things, from birth to death, there is a certain time and a season for all things. Today is to be the first day of fall. Now, in Central Texas, it's less than 100, so it's the first day of fall. Okay? We won't talk about what it gets to in the afternoon. But I also remember in my mind when I had the opportunity to live in the Panhandle, the biggest, and I grew up out in Odessa in West Texas, very similar to here. You know, winter for us mean we had ice on the ground. We didn't see snow. Now, you folks from New York, y'all know what snow's all about. I think it was Ann told me one time she's glad they didn't have to put up with all the snow again. But what we do see, you know, the things living in the Panhandle that I would say was best about it was the fact you knew every season. It was far enough north, you knew it. You knew when spring was there. Mainly you knew it by what everybody was doing. They were planting. You knew when summer was there, everything was growing, it was hot. But you knew when fall started because all the harvest started coming in. And you knew when winter was there. That's generally when they were burning everything off. You couldn't see nothing because of all the smoke. Plus, you were far enough north, you got snow. For a West Texas boy, seeing snow drift 7 foot or taller and the highway patrol, and we'd have a wreck, we didn't go out in a patrol car. We had a couple of farmers that would take us out in their tractors, pick the people up, haul them back, put them up at the jail. Yeah, Judge, they had a jail that was for commuters because all the hotels were full. But it was a very different for me than where I grew up by knowing and seeing every one of those seasons. You know, in West Texas, it can be just like here. It can be 100 degrees in February. You know, I remember when we first moved down here, there I was out there cutting the grass with 102 degrees, and it was February. And I'm thinking, I thought I left this. But I got more of it. I didn't have to worry about it in Odessa. They didn't get enough rain to grow grass, so you didn't have to worry about it. But what God's Scripture brings here is there's a time for everything. So how does that relate to you and I? Notice as we went through these 18 verses, he recognizes a time for all of these different parts of life. And our life does change. We get a new job. We have new grandbabies. We have new children. As we progress through life when we're younger and as we get older, we find that there are things we no longer can do. Our mind says you can get on that tractor, but your body teaches you differently. Okay? Not that I would pick on you at all. And we learn that those times are there, okay? And we see the seasons of life change. And notice that he also brings into the fact into verse 9 and 10, he says, but every task that we are given is given by God. God allows those changes in our lives because there is still consistency in the change. And the consistency is God Himself. The fact that all things run to a circle, that we've made that comment before, there's not a thing, single thing that goes on today that mankind and humanity has not already seen. It's happened before. The methods may be different, but the fact that they occur, people have been killing people ever since Cain. We just have a more sophisticated way of killing them today. Okay? We use guns and knives and hatchets and bats and all these different things. But the bottom line is it still takes a life. Babies have been born ever since Eve conceived. We still have that today as well. We know that within our own family here. Some days where there is a passing of an individual, at the same time there's someone else in our church family that has new birth, new life has been given. There is that time, all of these things that Solomon brings forth, but he says, yet it is all there by God's design. And he uses nature in a lot of the ways in which he speaks here and what we see in the seasons. Folks, realize that God created everything, and nature cries out, there is a living God. Totally cries it out. Verse 15, he says, those things which has already been, and what to has already has been, what is to be has already been. I especially like the part here where he talks about that I know in verse 14, he says, I know whatever God does, it shall be forever. He says, and nothing can be added to it, and nothing can be taken from it. That is the same thing we find in the book of Revelation. In the close of it, God's word says in Revelation that if anything is added to this word, all of the plagues within this book will be added unto him. And if he takes anything away, it will be taken away out of his book of life. Again, God is the creator. It's not for you and I to add to or to take away from. It is for you and I to learn and learn how to apply it to our lives each and every day. So why do we have so much problem with change? Well, we're creatures of habit. We like being comfortable. And change means we ain't comfortable no more. I've had a lot of different vehicles in my life. And every time I get a new one, I got to go read the manual, because things are different in it. That current truck I got, the shifter is down here. Do you know how many times the first few months I reached up here and there's nothing there? Now, prior to that, I had a vehicle back that was standard. I was used to this. And I would get into the new one that had an automatic, and I'm still reaching for this. Now I had to reach up here. So all things change. I'm totally reversed now. It's already been that way once. Now I got to relearn it the other way, right? And that is change. That is change. Yesterday we were working and feeding and working with the animals and all. I can still do it, but I've had to change how I do it, because I can't do it the same way I did it before. Mater knows we and I have had that discussion. We have to find a way to work around it because our body changed. My mind still tells me I can do it, but my body reminds me, you better figure out a different way. Okay? Otherwise, it will hurt tomorrow. But notice that he says here, it is always that God is there. Turn with me, if you will. And in all of that we see changing in our world today, I'd like for you to definitely remember this verse. Malachi chapter 3. The very last book of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 3, one of the old prophets. This would be the last prophet that God spoke to. And we have that 400 years of silence from heaven until Christ, the telling of the Savior, is embarked again, and it begins to speak. The angels come and speak to Mary and Joseph, and they tell of the coming of the return of the Lord. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. Now Malachi was a prophet to the Israelites. He was telling them how they had strayed away, but this verse 6, God gives him, and it is the Lord who speaks. He says, for I am the Lord, I do not change. What a comfort in the midst of everything else that changes. You see, when people ask, why is faith important? That's the verse. Because my faith is in the living God, in Jesus Christ, His Son. And by His own declaration, we know that God cannot lie. He says, I do not change. Now notice the next part of that verse. He says, therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. I praise God that He doesn't change. And what that verse tells you is, if He were a God who changed, we would be destroyed. He made a promise, and He keeps those promises, and He's faithful and true. There'll never be another flood that consumes the entire world because God made that promise. It would not be that way. He made a promise at Abraham that his seed would come and be as numerous as the sands of the sea or the stars of the sky. And yes, we see people continually being added to our world. And that also is the family of God, as it would continue to grow. And we saw that with the first church, with the disciples, Paul bringing it not only to the Jews, but more especially, Paul brought it to the Gentiles. He says, I do not change. Paul would write it another way and say he's the same today, tomorrow, and yesterday. He would always be the same. And so we understand that God is there consistent. As much as life changes for you and I and the storms and even the world in which we live, you think about what we have seen in the past few years, just in the past 10 years. How much has our nation or our communities changed? How much has that changed? I saw a news deal yesterday where a guy up in New York, unknown, there's an 80-something-year-old woman walking her dog. Some of you may have seen that clip. He walks by, then suddenly he makes a U-turn, comes up and smacks her in the back of the head, knocks her to the ground. No reason, doesn't know her, and continues walking on. We've never seen things like that in our lifetimes. I'm of an age to see how it changed that my grandparents never locked their front door. They couldn't even find the key. Couldn't tell you where the key was. Had an old skeleton key, but they didn't know where it was. It was never locked. Today we live inside barns with bars and alarms and cameras and everything else. Life has changed. I look across this room at the age of all of you, other than a couple of the young ones in here. When was the last time when you were in elementary school there was a shooter at your school? Most of you guys in here, and some of you gals as well, carry pocket knives. Can't do that anymore. Life has changed. But the God who I serve has not changed. He is consistent. The other thing that I find is consistent is that Satan doesn't change. He's still telling the same old lies and convincing people not to serve God, but themselves in the same old way he did right back there in the Garden of Eden. He's consistent until Jesus Christ came into this world and the devil got defeated. He had a shot before, he thought, but he got defeated by Jesus Christ. So when people ask you why, and you say, well, okay, preacher, what's the purpose of this message? When people ask you why you have belief in God and why your faith is important to you, think about that and be prepared to answer. Because eventually that question will come up to you. Or if you're telling about the Lord, they'll say, why are you talking to me about the Lord? Or if you're praising Him and giving Him credit for something, they'll say, well, why do you always say it's by God? You know, one of the biggest things is they go, well, we were just lucky. Nope, we weren't lucky. We were blessed because God saw what to do, and He allowed that to do. And I'm a firm believer in Romans 8:28 that all things work to His glory and to His good and to those who love Him. He does it for a reason and purpose, because just like He claimed in Malachi, I do not change. And the greatest thing of all, and I appreciate the song, or Debbie, that you sang about the mercy. God has always given mercy. Imagine what we would be like and what this world would be like without God's mercy. So as we look into the times of change, elections, the world, all the things that we see in our life, understand that no matter what changes in mine and your life, and there will be changes, some will be good, some will not be good. But no matter what those are, you can always rely on the Father, for He does not change, and He is always looking for mine and your best interest, and why we can say that we can rejoice in all things, because He's got a plan, and it always works for our glory and our good. We may not see it, we may not understand it, but that's why we call it faith. We live by that faith that He is true and just, and we'll never go back on any one of His promises. I invite you to bow your head and close your eyes.